Black and Blue Report continues on this Wednesday. Again, with David Wesley and Ryan Anderson, I'm Sean Kelly. And as promised, the special guest for Ryan Anderson. He just found out the identity of the guest in our dialing of her number. But with us is Rachel Groves, formerly, or
Mooshu.
Mooshu.
That's Mooshu? That's her nickname, Mooshu.
Okay. Did you give her that nickname?
Hi, Rachel.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, good morning.
Ryan Anderson's sister.
And his name's Mooshu, too.
Okay.
We just call each other Mooshu.
Mooshu. You fired the first shot here, apparently.
Yep.
Here on national radio.
Let everybody know.
Yes. Rachel, we wanted to bring you in because Ryan's our special co-host today. And while we've been picking his brain and making him be very cerebral and authoritative on different subjects, we thought we'd knock him down a few notches. And perhaps, Rachel,
awesome.
you'd share more with us about Ryan Anderson, the man, the brother. Is that fair?
Awesome.
Rachel.
So I can just spill it?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just want to go, just go.
give her the microphone.
Well, what are you going to say?
First of all, I have to say, my sister is very pregnant over there. I'm about to have a nephew.
I am.
A little boy.
Do when?
Actually, he's going to be a big boy, and okay. I'm excited about that.
Do when?
I hope so.
When are you
I
do?
I want him to be a basketball player.
Due in May.
Well, yeah. You are really pregnant at this point.
Yeah.
Rachel, let me just throw a warm-up toss up at you, and we'll see if you can top it. One of my favorite Ryan stories that he's given me is that back in high school, the opposing team's fans would sometimes chant cankles at him, which I thought...
I never heard that
no,
before.
Yeah, wow. He was man enough to tell me that. And I was somewhat disturbed by it as well.
It was a very traumatic experience. But Rachel, I mean, that was at an away game at a rival. Rachel wouldn't have been there. I mean, let's be real, Rach. We'd never watched sports growing up, right? I mean, I tell it to everybody,
no,
but nobody believes
never.
Me. Please, can you validate that?
I think we one time went to a Kings game, but we sat way up at the nosebleed seats and we ate hot dogs and we like threw stuff at people. But we
ate hot really dogs. And whenever we talk about a story, by the way, about like back in the day, it involves eating. Just letting you know.
That's why you had cankles.
That's why I had cankles.
We'd
for
make
sure.
sports at home or like do cool things around the house, but we prepare it around food.
We'd make forts and make snacks and eat them in the forts.
So there'd be a kitchen in the fort.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We'd go in the, we had a jacuzzi, definitely would eat like goldfish out there, candy. I mean, it was just eating.
How close are you to an age? Who's older, who's younger?
She's older.
I'm 4 years older.
4 years older.
Yeah. She's a good big sis, though.
When Rachel, when you were in high school and all your good-looking friends were coming around the house and whatnot, was Ryan kind of annoying? Was he an annoying little brother?
Oh, he was quiet then. He actually became super outgoing, I think, once he came into high school. But he was always just like, he was kind of like chubby and like a little like, and he would like creepily walk around and like take, and then we'd take pictures with my friends that he thought were attractive.
Jessica Lyons, shout out for you. Shout out. Yeah, I had a crush on one of her friends, and I used to walk. That was a creepy moment, but I was so nervous, you know? I was always so nervous to go talk to her, and I went over, and I showed all my friends that picture, like, look at my girlfriend, you know? Jessica Lyons, really embarrassing.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Rach.
Yeah, he had some good husky times.
I was husky,
I like
guys.
Husky.
Well, this is all centered around one theme here.
It's
the
true.
Fat Ryan.
I have a few pictures, you know, one on my Instagram. I was a solid, I was a 260, all fat, high school, you know what I mean? I was husky. I was athletic, though, back then, man.
Yeah.
But then
you thinned out.
I thinned out. I did. I lost like 30 pounds before college. We've talked about that before,
you
too,
did.
Though, I think.
Rachel, when did you figure out your brother was pretty cool? I mean, that comes.
Honestly,
my daughter and my son, that moment's kind of getting there now. But
is it? Aw.
Yeah.
Honestly, this sounds corny, but I always loved him so much, even when he was a little baby.
We need sound effects.
There's a picture of us. There's a picture. No, we are really close, though. But there's a picture of us. I'm probably a few months old, right, Rach? You know the picture I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think you're 6 months old, but I was 4 years old.
She's
yeah.
4 years old, and I'm 6 months old, and she's holding me, and I'm as long as her.
Wow.
He was freaking huge.
I was freaking huge.
Good thing this is a podcast, huh?
Yeah. No, I was 11 pounds when I was born. I was a big baby, and my sister's 5'6", so I'm a freak. I don't even know where I came from. So me and
he really is.
So we were pretty much always the same size. So the 4 year age difference, it never has felt like I'm 4 years younger. I don't know for me personally, but we always hung out. I mean, we could pretty much quote all of Dumb and Dumber because we watch the same movie every day in eight.
And Mrs. Doubtfire.
And Mrs. Doubtfire too. Yeah. Yeah.
I have some great things about looking the same age. A lot of times when my friends would call the house, it'd be like, hello? They'd be like, Rachel? And they're like, no, it's Ryan.
Oh, no.
We did have the same tone of voice for a while.
Tone? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah, it took me a while to this is like eighth grade we're talking, actually. So
yeah.
it was bad. It was really bad, and I'm not even going to get into what I was going to get into. I was going to get into the, I didn't grow armpit hair until about junior year in high school. It took me a while to develop into this man that you see here today.
This is good stuff.
You're so manly now.
I'm so manly.
I'm very much disturbed by where this is all going.
I tried to stop myself, but yeah, I figured it was just, let's just keep this train going.
Yes.
We're talking armpit hair.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
it.
Rachel didn't start growing her armpit hair until then either. Huh?
Go ahead, Rachel. With these two guys, you really got to jump into the conversation. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So my brother always looked so much older. He probably looked maybe 2 to 3 years older than like his classmates because he was like so much bigger. And this one time, my mom took him to this community center to do an Easter egg hunt, and they wouldn't let him participate with his age group because they thought my mom was lying. So my mom had to go home and get his birth certificate, and then the Easter egg hunt was over.
Hey, wow. I didn't get to do the hunt. That's depressing.
So messed up.
Isn't there some kind of story where, like, somebody asked me to read something out loud or something I couldn't do? They're like, what's wrong with your son? You know, because I was so much bigger.
Yeah, you're like a little kid in an old kid's body.
Yeah.
I'm
an old soul, Rach. Do you agree?
You are. It's true.
I'm an old soul, guys. You know, so my grandpa says that a lot.
Okay. All right. Oh, did you, Rachel, did you?
Okay. All right. Well.
I didn't want to get away from
She's got a great laugh.
She does.
I missed the laugh.
Rachel,
it's a belly laugh.
Did you? Was it your job to evaluate his girlfriend choices back in the day?
He didn't have very many.
I was nervous.
He was a late bloomer.
I was. Again, armpit hair, yes. Junior year in high school.
And now men are getting armpit hair waxed.
No, he liked girls and stuff, but I definitely had I had to, you know, say my opinion, but, you know. I'm kind of glad there weren't a bunch of girls around because I'd have to hit them around, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, I obviously, as a basketball player, you invest so much time into basketball, you know? You do. Through high school, AAU, you don't have a lot of time for the girls in high school.
That's exactly true. I'll vouch for that.
And that's kind of my excuse for being lame, too. But yeah. I did focus a lot on basketball.
I did, too.
And
yeah, but then
and
college came
movies.
Around, and then he was.
Oh boy!
Oh yeah! How about that? Yeah. After losing 30 pounds too, and not eating as much.
I think that was the key.
We could do this probably all day, Rachel, but because of time constraints, we gotta go for a little bit of a walk off here, a little baseball term.
Do you know what that is, Rachel? Yeah.
Rachel,
the game is over, and the game is over, and everybody walks off the field.
All right, Rachel, that's right. You're up to bat. And you're going to hit a home run to end the game and win it for your team. So that'd be a walk-off. So something to hit it over the fence here that you want us to know about our guy Ryan Anderson before you walk off the bases here.
Make it juicy.
or proud.
Make it juicy.
Or
nice.
It could just be nice. It could just be nice.
Can I just say something nice?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's our relationship.
He's going to be the best uncle ever.
Wow, that's
nice. And he's also the godfather.
I'm the godfather. On this day. On this day.
No, he's probably one of the most genuine people you'll ever meet, and I absolutely love him.
This is getting quite adorable, you guys. The end.
The end.
Well, I think we can end on that, then.
That's sweet, Rach. Thanks. I love you.
Rachel Gross.
Mushu.
Hey, Mushu, congratulations on the upcoming baby.
Thanks.
I hope that the new baby is not 11 pounds.
Oh God!
Like your brother.
I know. I'm hoping that as well, but it's going to be a big baby. They even told me.
How big is the dad?
Yeah, how big is, yeah.
That's my husband's
6'2".
6'1", 6'2". Oh, see, that's...
Yeah, but his sister's tall, and I'm tall.
6 foot.
Yeah, she's six. Okay. Size 13 shoe, am I right?
Yeah, in men.
For the girl. So that's
I'm sorry,
be big,
what?
Yeah.
For his sister.
I'm sorry,
his
what? Sister.
Okay.
Size 13, men shoe. That's impressive.
That all is. Right. So... Safe delivery. All the best,
thank
Rachel.
You.
Next
thank
time
you
we're
much.
Next time we're out in Sacramento, will you make sure you come by and say hi?
Of course,
are David. You, next that'd time, be great. Can we do? Can we have her on the air too? Next time we do the in game.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Let's do it.
Except I don't know what to say about any of the players.
we talked about the Oscars last time, Rachel.
Listen, we have a lot. You have a lot of time to do homework.
Yeah, true.
You can kind of keep up.
Study up.
You know as much as you need to know about Sacramento. We'll ask you when we come in.
All right. There we go. Rachel, nice to meet you. I appreciate
thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you giving me a lot of material here for Ryan teasing coming up.
Mushu.
Mushu.
All right.
Love you, Mushu.
Love you.
That's Rachel Groves. That's Ryan's sister, is our special guest here on the Black and Blue Report.